Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author. And we have a wonderful, beautiful gardening morning for you today. I will be at the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival from 11 o'clock to 1 p.m. today at the Kit Nelson Park there in Apopka. And also you can bring me your plant ID, photographs of your landscape, any kind of questions you need answered regarding plants. I'll be there. I'll be at the Plant Doctor booth. And I just want to say I'm excited about doing that. Also, too, if you missed the first hour, I gave some really updated new information about fire ant control, and you'll want to go back and listen to that. You can go back to Better Lawns and Gardens and listen, download the first hour, or you can go to my podcast page, which is Better Lawns and Gardens on audioboom.com. audioboom.com. You can hear all of the shows for the last 2 years. So you can hear it and check them out. I wanted to go to the text message, Perfecto Mundo Azaleas. They're wonderful azaleas. I heartily recommend them. They're gorgeous. Double blooms. They bloom 3 to 4 times a year. Where can you go get them? In Lakeland? I would go and ask Peterson's Nursery to bring them in for you. Okay, and they can do that. We have local wholesalers here in Central Florida that have them. So go to Peterson's Nursery and ask them for Perfecto Mundo azaleas. All right, all right. And so we are going to dirty word of the day today, and we'll let John Denver bring us in.
Gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
The dirty word of the day is heirloom. Merriam-Webster defines an heirloom as a variety of plant that has originated under cultivation and that has survived for several generations, usually due to the efforts of private individuals. In general, any heirloom, like furniture or silver, is something of value that's been passed on from one generation to the next. In the same way, seeds are saved and passed on because they produce a particularly flavorful fruit or incredible productive, or they grow well in a specific climate. While there isn't one definition for heirloom seeds, some key elements determine if a seed is an heirloom. If the vegetable variety was developed before 1951, it is considered an heirloom. After 1951, hybrid seeds hit the market and changed the way plants are grown forever. The seed has been passed on through families or groups for generations in local or regional settings. There's a clearly defined history of the seed. A lot of vegetable heirlooms can be traced back for hundreds of years. Now, heirlooms are open pollinated. The seeds produced from an heirloom plant can be planted to grow the exact same vegetable variety again and again. So heirloom seeds are not automatically organic. The words do not mean the same thing. However, many heirloom varieties are grown organically. So now that was the definition from theplantdad.com, and I really liked it because it explains it very simply and easily understandable, so that's good. And then also Merriam-Webster's dictionary. So what kind of heirloom seed companies can you get seeds from? Baker Creek Seed Company is my favorite. Okay, they do a great catalog called rareseeds.com every year. It is a beautiful, gorgeous catalog. That I think it costs like $5, but you can get their free catalog. It just doesn't have the same information in it, but I get it every year. It's important, and it helps me select wonderful heirloom seeds. Now, the Seed Savers Exchange is also another one, and then in Oklahoma, out of Oklahoma, is the Clear Creek Seeds, and they have wonderful heirloom seeds. Botanical Interest is out of Colorado. It's a great seed company. Johnny Selected Seeds. I've been buying from Johnny Seeds for so many years, and they always provide really good ones that really germinate very well. Fedco Seeds is out of Maine. Fedco Seeds, that's F-E-D-C-O. Fedco Seeds is a good one. And then Territorial Seed Company is a very popular one out of Oregon. And then Seeds of Change. Seeds of Change is 100% certified organic seeds. So those are the ones that I do recommend. Coming up in our next segment, we have Kim Haljak. She is with the Cooper Young Memphis Garden Walk, and it's out of Tennessee. I know some of you are heading up north, and you're going to go to the Appalachians and the Smokies, and this will be a great event. You're going to want to hear about it. It's going to be lots of fun. She's coming up. And then if you also want to read my Dirty Word of the Day each week, along with what to do in your landscape, Teresa's design tips, and more, you can go to betterlawns.com. Okay. And so betterlawns.com, you can hear all of that from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Okay. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like super tunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Kids are amazing, and at Florida Kid Care, we think their health care should be amazing too. That's why millions of Florida's kids from birth through the end of age 18 get their health and dental insurance for free or at a low cost. And your child can too. Apply today at floridakidcare.org or 1-888-540-KIDS. That's 1-888-540-5437.
Do you take a lot of medicine or take care of someone that does? Hero is the new smart device that makes life easier by pre-sorting a 90-day supply of up to 10 different pills. Just pour them in and Hero does the rest.
So easy to use and saves me so much time. I never miss a dose. I'm never late for a dose anymore. And that is so critical to me.
What I like best about my Hero is that it's so easy to set up and it's so easy to use, and I don't have to worry about my pills or get distracted and forget did I take that pill or not, because it reminds me.
It alerts and dispenses with the push of a button. Plus, Hero sends a friendly alert to you and a caregiver.
Hero is amazing, but you could even live out of state with the person and still program their Hero from the convenience of your phone.
I feel better than I have ever felt simply because I have this device.
Try Hero risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it.
Call 800-613-1842. That's 800-613-1842. 800-613-1842. Call now.
World-class plant experts, beautiful flowers and foliage, a kids zone, juried artists and crafters, and free admission. Sounds pretty great, right? If you agree, then you won't want to miss the 60th annual Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, April 23rd and 24th at Kitland Nelson Park. Check out the incredible flowers and foliage, talk to plant doctors, and learn more about conservation. Plus, over 75 award-winning artists and crafters. We'll have live entertainment, great food, a children's art area, and more. Visit Apopka Art and Foliage Festival.org.
Before we left the hospital, my daughter received her newborn hearing screening. It only took a couple of minutes, and it was a painless test.
When our son was born, the doctors tested his heart and found out his blood oxygen levels were low. As a dad, nothing is more important than your child's health.
It was that initial screening that led to her early identification of hearing loss.
And as a result, we found out about our baby's rare condition, which allowed us to review treatment options quickly.
Go to FloridaNewbornScreening.com to learn more.
Life can be full of risks.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I hope everyone had a great week. We have wonderful cool temperatures for Florida this week, great gardening weather. I'm Teresa Watkins, your host, horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author. One of my favorite reasons to go on a garden tour is to visit different places around the country and see how people garden in their neck of the woods. It is awesome. You get so many great ideas. And it's so wonderful being out in the garden, even if it's a garden that is around the world, across the country. Just visiting someone else's private garden is amazing. With us right now is Kim Halyuk. Kim is an avid gardener. She is a garden speaker, blogger, retired teacher, and a passionate placemaker. I'm going to ask her about that. In 2015, she started the Cooper Young Garden Club. It's a year later, she founded the Cooper Young Garden Walk. It's an imaginative two-day extravaganza that encompasses 100 gardens, artist studios, businesses, community gardens, and much more neighborhood involvement. Good morning, Kim. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Teresa.
So you are in Memphis, Tennessee. What is the weather like right now there?
Well, it's going to be 66 degrees and partly cloudy, which is perfect because we're having our annual community garage sale and porch fest today, where we're going to have 80 bands playing throughout the neighborhood.
Wow, isn't that cool? 80 bands. That's amazing. That's incredible. So tell me, what is a placemaker?
Well, I kind of think of it as finding creative ways to make unloved neighborhood spaces beautiful and useful so others will appreciate them.
That's nice. I think that's wonderful. That's a good title to have. So what kind of history does Cooper Young District have?
Cooper Young is a wonderful, vibrant, eclectic neighborhood, and it goes back to about the 1880s. And we are in the middle of Memphis, Tennessee, in Midtown. We have about 2,000 homes, about 200 businesses, which about 25 of them are restaurants and breweries. How cool is that, right?
Yeah.
So we're kind of like a mini city unto ourselves.
That's wonderful. And so Cooper Young Garden Walk, this is the largest garden walk in the Mid-South. So explain to everyone what a garden walk is.
Well, a garden walk is a wonderful way to tour a neighborhood and peek into people's yards. I mean, don't you just always wonder what's behind these fabulous fences you see? So that's what we're going to do, is we're going to invite people to come look at our gardens.
That's wonderful. So it's held annually the third weekend in May, and it's to celebrate the power of gardening to beautify neighborhoods. So what kind of theme will the Cooper Young Garden Walk have this year?
So this year's theme is Hats On to Gardeners. So we are going to do something we've never done before, which is to have an annual hat contest. And we're inviting everybody to wear your most stylish or zany garden-themed hats as you can. Think of it as a garden derby hat. And Aero Creative, who's one of our sponsors, we're going to be doing a People Choice Awards. And we will be having prizes for young people, gardeners, infants, teens, and on up for great hats.
That's wonderful. That's so creative. That's great to do this. So now the historic Memphis District is unique for its buildings, What kind of architectural styles can people see when they visit?
Oh my gosh. So like I said, our homes go back to about the 1880s, and you're going to see fabulous restored bungalows, Queen Anne, Second Empire, Craftsman, Colonial Revival. And on my street, it's all tiny little quirky shotgun homes. And then we have this fabulous home called the Chatham Barron Home, which was built in 1890, and you will be able to see the beautiful garden they have.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds wonderful. I'm just checking my calendar right now. And so what?
Excellent.
That's the third weekend. What are the dates?
So the dates are May 21st and 22nd, and it goes from 9 to 4 each day. Our garden walk is put on annually by Urban Earth Nursery, and you can expect to see 94 private gardens, business spaces. We have a school garden. We have a community garden. It's just a wonderful neighborhood to live in.
Okay, so you were also talking, you're going to be able to see how people keep bees and chickens too?
Yes, bees, chickens, composting. You're going to see fabulous she sheds and he sheds. And you're going to be able to see wonderful gazebos and pergolas, green porches. And, of course, the ubiquitous garden shed, some creative ways, what to do with that.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. So this would be good for anyone who likes to go on tours or just likes to travel, photograph, on their days. And so that's really wonderful. So now, is there a charge to come into the Cooper Young Garden Walk?
There is a charge, but it's very nominal for 2 days' worth of wonderful things. So if you buy your ticket early, and we encourage you to, it's only $20 for the 2 days, and that gets you into as many gardens as you want to see. If you buy your ticket after May 9th, it jumps up to $25. And we are a 501c3, so all the money we raise goes right back into beautifying our neighborhood.
That's wonderful. So now, you could also, what other events are going on during this weekend that if they come to, will they get that as part of their ticket?
Yes. So besides gardens, we're going to have 23 art vendors, and you'll be able to buy things like hats and pottery and gigantic bugs and birdhouses and landscape paintings. We're even going to have heirloom fruit trees that you can buy and houseplants. And then along with our art vendors, we will have 23 educational booths and speakers, and they're all located at Secret Gardens. And so I tell people that some of our gardens are just front gardens only, but if you really want to see the magic, you want to go to the Secret Gardens in the back. And that's where our art vendors and musicians and educational booths will be. And some of the things that you can learn about are how to grow mushrooms, vertical gardening, composting, how to have a micro flower farm in your tiny city lot, building a green wall. Isn't that cool? Native plants.
I'm really, really checking my calendar. Okay, so any special advice for garden enthusiasts who want to spend the weekend in Memphis?
Yes. Well, definitely check out our website, cooperyounggardenwalk.org, because we have a page under facts where you can find out some amazing things, not only about our neighborhood, but other fun places to visit in Memphis. Let's see, what else do I want to tell you?
Hotel information, you can get hotel information or bus availability.
Yes. Yes, bus availability, hotel information, Memphis Travel Bureau's link is on there. And then we have a lot of art murals throughout Memphis, and there's a link on there where you can actually click and see all the different murals in the city.
Okay, so now if people come, though, this won't be available for people just to download this information and come on their own. So will there be buses where that people will drive from house to house to house?
Yes, and you can. Our neighborhood is very walkable. It's a tree-lined neighborhood. However, I suggest you have two ways you can do this. Well, you could do three. You could walk all around. You could get on the Backbeat shuttle bus and let it take you to different quadrants in our neighborhood, and check out the gardens there and then get back on the shuttle and go to another quadrant. You can get in your car. And I suggest you start from the outside of the neighborhood, get in your car, drive to a pocket of homes, tour them, get back in your car, drive to another one, work your way into where Cooper and Young intersects, because that's where all the restaurants are. So you stop, you have lunch, you relax, right? We have a couple breweries.
Uh-huh.
Then you start heading to another quadrant. And remember, you have 2 days. And the other thing is, if you are short on time, go to all the secret gardens. There are 40 of those. And as you're going to the secret gardens, you're going to see the front gardens of the other ones. So just look on your map and head to all the yellow marked gardens, and you'll just see all the highlights.
Excellent, Kim. So give us that website again.
Yes, it's cooperyounggardenwalk.org.
.org. Okay, great. Thank you so much, Kim, for coming on and for being a placemaker in Cooper Young near Memphis, Tennessee. What a fun destination weekend and a source of inspiration that'll be.
Yes, and Teresa, may I just do a special thanks to all of our garden hosts who are on the walk and who put all the time and money into beautifying, our Garden Walk committee members, and our special sponsors who help us put this on, and that's Urban Earth, Proven Winners, Shaw Realtors, and Arrow Creative. They're just a few of the many that help us put this on.
I think
that's
amazing.
And I hope everyone comes and sees us.
I certainly do too, Kim. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You are welcome.
All right, hon. Take care. Thank you. All right. And also, I want to tell you, here in Florida, we have the Brevard Tropical Fruit Club tree sale today from 8 to 4 p.m., and that's at the Melbourne Auditorium, Melbourne, Florida. Thank you, Rico, for letting us know that. Brevard Tropical Fruit Club tree sale today, 8 to 4 in Melbourne. So this is a great time to put in plants, have an edible landscaping that you can have. So I really appreciate Kim's efforts in Cooper Young. I'd love to see more clubs, more cities in Florida doing garden walks. And that's why I wanted to have her on today, is that I think they're spectacular. It's a great way to get people into your city and looking at homes and looking at all the inspirational gardens that people can do when they go back home. So it's just, I love the idea. Let's get more people in gardens and it will be a better world. I'm very excited about that. My favorite place, too, there's one in Buffalo. Sally Cunningham has a great, the Buffalo Garden Walk up in the north New England area is just amazing in New York. And so garden walks, wherever you are in the country, look for them to find garden inspiration. I really do appreciate. We're going to take a break right now. It's the perfect time to call or text your gardening question. Just dial 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542. Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you to all our new listeners. We're getting a lot of Facebook likes. I would so appreciate, and also Lizzie and Mar would appreciate, if you go to our Facebook page and you like it and give us a 5-star review, that would be great. If you know that someone who loves to garden or has a question, you can ask them to give us a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. I have to tell you my aunt's story, Mar, is that on one Thanksgiving after my mom passed away, we went up to North Carolina to fix a turkey dinner for my sister who was up there working at the college. And so we went up there and fixing dinner, and after I was fixing dinner, we were washing the dishes and putting them away, I noticed on her kitchen counter that there was a teddy bear honey jar. You know those teddy bear honey jars?
Yes.
Okay. So I noticed that there was a little trail of ants going to the teddy bear honey jar and walking up the side of the teddy bear honey jar and then going to the top of the teddy bear honey jar that had honey like dripping from it. And they were just fat and happy. You know, they just look, and I go, oh, isn't that something? My sister has ants. And I go, I know how to fix that. And so I took the honey jar, teddy bear honey jar, and I washed it off, and I was cleaning it off and wiping it down. And I put it back on the counter. And just as I put it back on the counter, my sister came around the corner and she screamed, literally screamed, scared my husband. He jumped off the couch. Wow. And she goes, what are you doing? And I said, oh, Sarah, don't worry. You've got ants. And I said, I know how to take care of that. And she goes, but I had them trained. And I go, what?
So she had pet ants.
She had them trained. That was the only place in the house they went to.
Wow.
That she was comfortable with that. And so I so appreciate that thought, is that we all have to have some level of tolerance for pests in our landscape, in our houses, and in our yards. And so that wasn't the thing that worried me, though. It was that she opened up the honey jar and put some honey on the outside of the jar, the bottle, and she said, I hope they come back.
Oh, my goodness.
So she was so sweet, so cute. It was wonderful. It just made me laugh.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, but you just have to have a level of tolerance. Let me take this text message. I'm having problems finding green bean seedlings in Tallahassee. And does anyone know who might have them, or is it too late? It's not too late, but I would check with independent nurseries, okay, and then also your feed stores. They might have some, too, there in the area. So I don't know all of them in the area, but maybe somebody who's listening in Tallahassee, they'll let us know, and I'll let you know. Okay, so that's a really good question. So that's wonderful. So what can you be doing in your yard this month? This is the time of the year to be fertilizing your citrus trees, your fruit trees, your palms, all of your turf. If you haven't fertilized yet, this is the time to do it. Okay, you want to fertilize in the springtime and then once again in the fall, late September, early October for your turf. Okay, we do not fertilize in the summertime here. Most areas in the state of Florida are restricted from fertilizing in the summertime. And I don't understand it, but it's important not to do that. Also, to remember, never fertilize before a rainstorm. You don't want to wash away the fertilizer that you just put out. Always fertilize after a rainstorm. Okay. Another thing that you can be doing this month is that you can mole crickets walk your yards on a regular basis. Okay. That means once a week, walk through your yards, look at your shrubs, look at your turf, turn leaves over. If you're seeing yellow leaves, that's an indication something's going on. And so, just like, let's see. The mature crotons, the color, the bright colors were darkening, but that didn't turn yellow. So when your leaves are turning yellow, that's an indication something's going on. Do you see squiggly lines on the leaves? Do you see spots? You know, all of these are indications that you need to pay attention to. Walk your yards on a regular basis, and that way you'll catch a problem when it's small and it's inexpensive to treat, rather than doing all of your lawn and having to use more and more chemicals or, you know, toxic, more harsh, you know, pesticides and treatments, okay, or getting, you know, companies involved. So, you know, if you are think you have chinch bugs, okay, or other insects, look at the roots, look at the dead areas, and you can do a chinch bug test. And how do you do that? You take a coffee can, cut out both ends, all right, and then you take it go to the outside of the dead area. You don't go in the dead area. You don't push it down into the turf in the dead area because that's where they were, okay? They're in your green grassy area on the outside. They're making their way out, okay? They're increasing the size of that dead area. So go to the outside of the dead area, push the coffee can down. You can fill it with water, okay, and you can use soapy water or just regular water, but, you know, when you push it down and the water seeps through as it slowly bubbles in, you'll see pests coming up to the top. Now, if you're seeing a dead area, it just may be a dead area that, you know, they did their damage and they're gone. So you may not find anything, okay? And that's good because then you don't have to treat it, okay? But if you find, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 bugs on the, around the outside of this dead area, you're going to want to go all the way around it, push the coffee can down, and repeat the process over and over again. Then if you find 15, 20, 25, then you're going to have to identify them and make sure what you have, and then use a proper pesticide, and then follow the label instructions, okay? So a text message came up. Never heard of green bean seedlings. It's perfect time to plant the seeds. Of course it is. And local nurseries have the better seeds than the big box stores. I appreciate that. Yes, that's true. Seedlings and transplants will come later on if they have them. But seeds are always a great way to start. So you can do that. That's perfect. That's a great advice right there. Also, too, I will be at the Apopka Art Festival today, and Art and Foliage Festival. That's going to be on in the Kit Nelson Park there in Apopka. I will be there from 11 to 1. I'll be answering your gardening questions at the Plant Doctor booth, and you are welcome to come by and see me there. Give me a call, 1-888-455. Mar is waiting for your calls. He's doing a great job today.
I'm waiting.
There you go. And so you can give him some experience so we get him, you know, get him right in the swing of things. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Okay. And let's see. Have them check. Okay, so the Tallahassee, if you're looking for green bean seedlings or green bean seeds, it says have them check Wakena feed for bean seedlings. Thank you. That's wonderful. That's Wakena, Waukeenah feed store. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens and your gardening questions. If you'd like to give us a call, please do. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Life happens. Getting married, moving, new baby, loss of health insurance. If you had a life-changing event, you may qualify for a special enrollment period in the health insurance marketplace. Visit healthcare.gov and see if you qualify. Need help? A navigator from Covering Florida can help you through the process and find the best plan for you and your family. Visit coveringflorida.org or call 1-877-813-9115 to make an appointment. Assistance is always free and confidential.
More than 56,000 distracted driving crashes happened last year in Florida. And sadly, more than 300 people involved in those crashes never made it home. Distracted driving puts everyone on the road in danger. The text can wait. Put it down and focus on driving. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro Zero Turn Mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide suspension that take the ache out of acreage, massive rear drive tires for ultimate traction, and ultra-durable iron-forged cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro, count on it. Visit toro.com/zeroturn to find yours.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. We still have time for your phone calls at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And so we have great text messages here. So what is the best way to get rid of the white stuff on sago palms? And that is a good question. And the best way to treat that, okay, is to use, you know, organic products like Summit Responsible Solutions, Summit Year-Round Spray Oil. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is formulated just for the Asian cycad scale, which is what you have on your sago palm. Okay, it literally smothers the insect pest breathing holes. That's important because it doesn't hurt other, you know, butterflies and pollinators. And so that's wonderful. So that's Summit Year-Round Spray Oil for Asian cycad scale. So that was a great text message. Also, too, my sago palm has a white mildew on the green fawn. Okay, two questions from two different areas there. So that's the same thing. What can we do? It's damaging it. Yes, it is. So let me kind of explain why you have cycad scale. You want to keep your sago palms and palms all kinds of palms as healthy as possible, because when palms are stressed out, they're more susceptible to insects. So you're going to want to fertilize your cycads, sago palms, every 3 to 4 months. Okay, you want to use a palm fertilizer that has the macro and micronutrients in it, manganese and magnesium, all of those good products or good nutrients. Now, a lot of people, here's a myth that you just put Epsom salts on your palms and they're going to be okay. No. All right, that's not true. Now, Epsom salts is a fertilizer because it's magnesium and sulfur combined to be magnesium sulfate. Yes, it is. It will give those nutrients to the palms. But is it everything the palm needs? No. You need to use a palm fertilizer that has all of the nutrients in it, just like you take a one-a-day vitamin with all the vitamins you need every day. The palms need all of the nutrients, not just magnesium and sulfur. Okay, so that's very important. All right, so give that to your cycad. Plus, use Summit Year-Round Horticultural Oil, and that'll take care of the issue. And so my Gerber daisies are really struggling, and I see tiny holes on the leaves. What should I put on them? Okay, so that is snails, all right? And you get these on Gerber daisies. They're very susceptible to them. But it's also if you keep the area very wet. Okay, now Gerber daisies like moist soils, but not too wet. And I would use a snail and slug bait product, okay? Snail and slug bait product will take care of that issue. Let's go to Eaton and Gotha. Good morning, Eaton.
Good morning, Ms. Master Gardener.
How can I help you?
Quick question. In the past, I've heard you share with the audience that basically trees, different varieties, all have their own personalities that require different approaches to proper care, et cetera, et cetera. My question is, I have Drake elms and Japanese blueberries.
Okay.
How often should one have those professionally pruned or trimmed? Because I know you you'd shared with the audience in the past, oak trees, a pruning should be done every 5 years, no later than every 5 years. But what about the Drake elms and Japanese blueberries, Teresa?
Okay, that's a great question. Okay, and the oak trees don't need to be pruned, but they should be looked at every, 5 years or so. You know, that's important. I agree with you. Drake elms, I would just say it depends on where they're located, okay, because most people don't plant them in the right locations, and they need to be pruned if they're close to the house. So Japanese blueberries can be trimmed. They don't mind being pruned often in columers or cone shapes. Okay, and they do grow in a kind of conical fashion, but some people like to trim them on a regular basis, and Japanese blueberries take that very well. Okay, so that's up to the homeowner. Now, Drake elms get nice and big. They have a little canopy. They're kind of weeping, and they can have their branches going down to the ground. And so you can trim them, I would say, once a year if you want them up off the ground. But they really very rarely need to have a hard pruning. Drake elms just don't need that hard pruning that sometimes oak trees do as they're growing up.
Okay, so what you're suggesting is these two types of personalities or trees, if you will, very flexible.
Yes.
As far as keeping them trimmed.
Right. And so that's the important part is that the leaders, okay, so the top branches, oak trees, especially if they're hard pruned, like you see them really mauled or, massacred in HOAs where they trim them really like balls. When that happens, those leaders and the branches can get very disformed and look ugly. And then they produce weak limbs because they're just branching out so horribly. So oak trees, if they're pruned properly as they're growing up and out, then they will have strong leaders that will handle winds and also, different types of stresses. Whereas Drake elms and Japanese blueberries don't have that high upper lift canopy. Japanese blueberries can be all the way down to the ground, and they look nice and conical, and they handle it kind of like a magnolia tree, but also, too, the Drake elms are up and they're wispy and they're airy. They are fast-growing trees, but very short-lived, not like the oak tree.
Oh, they're short-lived. If I may ask, what's the average lifespan on a Drake
elm?
Well,
I would say the average lifespan on a Drake elm is probably 50 to 75 years versus the 75 to 100 years of an oak. Okay, so again, it depends on the pruning and how healthy it is. But they're very soft wood. Drake elms are soft wood, and they don't last a long time. Japanese blueberries are a little bit, 40 to 50 years.
Well, what I've noticed in our neighborhood or community, evidently there's, I guess, two different approaches to growing Japanese blueberries, because some of which look like Christmas trees, and then the one I have looks actually like more like an actual tree, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's the difference is just how they maintain them so they can handle both. And so I would just say that if you're pruning often or if you're pruning trees, before the age of seven, once they're over the age of seven, they're going to take the nutrition they need from the ground. But if they're under 7 years old, they need to be fertilized properly and on a regular basis to be healthy. And then just have a certified arborist look at it. So, it just depends on how you want to how you want it shaped.
Well, something, you brought up a good point, and I tell you, I wish my neighbors, for one, would rely on professional arborists and their expertise when it comes to tree maintenance, because unfortunately, so many folks they'll let anybody come in and just hack the stuff.
Yeah, sadly.
Probably predicated on pricing.
Sadly, that is true. And I've even seen arbor companies do the same thing. So you just need to know, what the credentials are. Make sure they're a certified arborist. We don't agree with hurricane pruning palm trees and overcutting, regular trees. If they're too close to the building, then they should be removed. And crepe myrtles never need pruned. It's just not necessary.
When you say too close to buildings, and we have in our situation, we have a lot of wild Florida oak trees. How close should an oak tree be to one's house, to one's home? Should it be, I think you've said in the past, no closer than, I think, 25 feet.
Yeah, I would say 25 to 30 feet to 50 feet. You know, it just you definitely don't want it close to the house.
Yeah. Well, listen, thanks a bunch.
You're welcome. Thank you, Eaton, for calling. Goethe is a beautiful town. You have a lot of beautiful trees in that community. I love it.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for listening. You too. Real quick here, we're going to go. My redbud trees have come out at the bottom, but the tops are still bare. I've fertilized. Any suggestions? Yes, remove the suckers at the bottom. And if you'll look at your branches, you should see the nodes of the leaves coming out, okay? It should be coming out soon. So just check the branches. And if you don't see any nodes where the leaves are coming out, scrape back the cambium bark and see if it's still green, okay? We want to make sure it's alive. How to increase the acidity of the soil? You can increase the acidity of the soil. If you're doing it for vegetable gardens, I would recommend that you do a pH test. Okay, go to your extension office, have the extension office analyze it, and they will tell you how much to add for your soil. Okay, that's very important. I would never adjust the pH of any soils without a pH test or a soil analysis. Very important. Use your extension office to find out how much it is. My pH is too alkaline. That tells me that you're probably on the coast somewhere. And if you are, you're really never going to change that pH. You want to use raised beds or containers or pots. So if you're going to a vegetable garden, I would definitely do a raised bed. All right. I'd like to thank Kim Halyuk for inviting everyone to the Cooper Young Memphis, Tennessee Garden Walk. May 20th through the 22nd, you can go to her website, which is the CooperYoungGardenWalk.org site to get more information. Mar, great job today. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you. You're great.
Thank you. All your help. And Lizzie, we're going to enjoy you having a vacation there. Thank you to everyone who listens to Better Lawns and Gardens, the callers and listeners, our Facebook fans. And then we couldn't do without you. Thank you also to Summit Responsible Solutions, makers of mosquito bits and other responsible pest controls. It's always my recommendation to check out pest problems from mosquitoes to ticks to the Asian cycad scale. Check out summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Come and see me today at the Aparpica Art and Foliage Festival. I'm going to be there from 11 through 1 o'clock today. Bring me your plants, your photographs, any kind of questions. It'll be nice to see you and greet you and put a face to the voice. Join me, Lizzie, and Mar next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCowKOW.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.